Maybe we need to have another look for that sandwich, said the bear. No, said the boy. Not only do I not want to eat that sandwich, I don't want to eat anything else that's eaten that sandwich. Besides, at this stage, I think the sandwich is more likely to eat the fish than the other way round. You do have a point, said the bear. They thought for a while, to the accompaniment of their duetting stomachs. Ooh, said the bear, we could make a fly. It was the boy's turn to look puzzled. He wasn't as good at it as the bear, but it was a decent enough effort for a beginner. You know, said the bear, fly fishing. They wear those really long wellies and stand in the rivers for days on end. For fun. And they use pretend flies for bait. Hooks made to look like insects. A dim memory of a chilly visit, some years previously, to boring Uncle Ian's house coughed politely for attention at the back of the boy's head. Oh, yes, said the boy. I think I know what you mean. Aren't they usually a bit sort of hairy or feathery or, furry? Yes, that's right. Now, if we could just find some... Ow! The bear scowled at the boy and rubbed an angry paw vigorously over the tiny patch on his thigh that suddenly found itself bald. The boy, trying quite hard to look apologetic rather than amused, held aloft the newly liberated tuft of fur between his thumb and forefinger. Yes, said the bear, snatching it away. That should do. He didn't stay angry at the boy for long. He was soon absorbed in the task of making the fly. It took a long while to work it out, and the boy kept asking questions. But then sometimes, though he would never admit it, answering an annoying question helped him to work out what to do next. And making the fly was a fiddly business, so the boy's thin fingers were a help whenever two paws didn't seem enough to get the job done. After a lot of false starts, mistakes, a bit of shouting, and a couple of minor puncture wounds, they managed between them to bind the tuft of fur to the hook, using a loose piece of thread from the sleeve of the boy's coat. The bear licked his wounds while holding up the fly in the other paw. He and the boy scrutinised their handwork. It looks good, said the bear. Yes, it does, said the boy. He smiled at the bear. The bear smiled back. Let's catch some fish then, he said. The boy had an old door key that he took from his key ring to tie to the end of the line as a weight. The bear tied the rubber duck a few metres further up the line as a float. The newly furry hook went between the two, closer to the key than the duck. Is that right, do you think? Asked the boy, looking at it all. Right enough, I reckon, said the bear cheerily, and drew the rod back behind his head, then threw his arm forward, whipping the rod up and over with elegance and force, as if he'd been doing it all his life. Then, after they'd carefully removed the hook from his bottom and he'd stopped yelling, he tried again.